Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, my mama always used to tell me in between throwing vials of her own vomit at me, Adam, you little rat shit. Your father's out working hard in the rocks that look like faces mines. The least you could do is start a Twitch channel to support me and your 19 animal siblings. And gosh, if she wasn't right. So I've gone and done it. Made my own damn Twitch channel. You can find me at twitch.tv/retroarchetype. If you've enjoyed me playing Fallout or Hitman in the past, then come on down and enjoy me playing them in the future. All proceeds go to my 19 animal siblings. Once, not so long ago now, there lived a retired adventurer known as Sir Grace. Haunted by who he once was, he had left adventuring behind and dedicated himself to his wife and his unborn child. An unexpected call from an old friend, however, once again plunged his world into turmoil as his services were called upon one final time. Welcome to episode 3 of Fall from Grace, part 3, The Dungeon. Previously, the Necrowizard Norton, the last time you met him, was dabbling with the forces of time magic.
Oh, God.
It appears he was successful.
All of you, nip it in the bud now, okay? You're not special. None of you are special. You're here to do a job. I don't care who killed your father. I don't care what great treasure you need to find. I don't care what grievance you have or rivalry you have with what great, dangerous, evil. Whatever quest you're on right now, stop thinking about it.
You can just see lights.
That's got to be us. I point to it and I say to the companions,
12 points of damage. The last goblin is slain. It's their turn. They get up.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck.
They get up. Messiah's head is cut off. Her look of surprise at being slain by the goblin she just slayed is still evident on her dead face.
Maybe with my spear as we're walking, I'm just tapping the ground in front of us.
Okay.
As we approach that intersection.
Luckily, you're tapping... luckily you're tapping because you at one point press down on a brick and you see it has a little bit of give in it.
Okay.
And then you realize... You realize it isn't a brick, but an illusion. Half plate slips, hits the ground, and you hear the metallic sound of a person in heavy armor slamming onto a stone floor. It echoes, and there's a brief hanging moment where nothing happens, and you think you're fine. But then the door opens, and goblins start rushing out. Goblins coming from in front and from behind your formation, Sir Grace. What do you do?
I'd like to be like... All right, is it 5 on each side, did you
it's
say?
It's 5 on each side, yeah.
9 goblins, 2 boss goblins. Aim for the ones with the amulets first.
Okay, so let's go to initiative again. All right, Milky goes first. Milky's going to cast sleep, actually. That's probably a clever...
That's what I told him to do.
Yeah, he casts sleep behind you. If he's lucky, he could put all of them to sleep.
Oh, that would be the dream.
He wasn't that great.
He wasn't that lucky.
3 of the goblins coming from behind You want him to focus on the ones with the amulet
first? Yeah.
Well, just the goblin wearing the amulet running from behind you falls over.
Great. Fantastic.
But that's it. Yeah. The other four are still active.
That's fine. Getting that one down is worth it.
Then that was Beaufort's turn. It's Milky's turn. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Then it is Grace, your turn.
I'd like to cast Cause Fear at the goblins rushing towards us from the front.
Okay.
Maybe like as I grab a half plate to pull her up to standing, I with my other hand reach out and cause fear.
Oh, it's a verbal only spell, so you need only whisper, I don't know, something to make them fear you. What would you say?
I might just be like, stand back, and then pull half plate towards me.
Okay. You whisper, stand back.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's not even a comprehensible word. It's a... something like that.
You feel energy radiating from you and washing against the... you pick one creature. So would you...
Oh, I'll pick the one with the amulet.
All right. You feel your raw energy washing over that goblin. The goblin stops in his tracks, turns around and sprints away. Well, he will on his turn. Then it is Half Plate's turn. Half Plate charges forwards. She's going to attack the goblins in front of you. She swings her sword and strikes one of them, dealing 9 points of damage. She downs one of the goblins. Great. Then it is Elf's turn. Elf draws two short swords, or she had two short swords in her hands when this combat began. She plants both of them in the ground, draws her longbow, and starts firing. Her first arrow strikes a lead goblin charging towards you guys. She deals 7 points of damage and another goblin drops. Then it is the gobbo's turn. So the three goblins coming towards you from your front, all of them rush over Half Plate. Half Plate gets struck once by a goblin wearing a scimitar. Wielding. She takes 8 points of damage.
Oh, God.
Wow. She's still standing, but that fucking cane.
Oh, God.
Then the goblin's coming from behind. Who is up the back? You or Milky?
Probably Milky.
They swarm Milky.
Fuck.
5 attacks. Milky starts backing up, and as he does so, you see him wave a hand in front of himself, and a shimmering energy shield appears around him. I think only one of them scores a hit.
Okay. That's good. That's what
Milky
you want to hear.
Milky takes 6 points of damage. He is still standing as well.
Okay. That's good for a wizard.
Yes. So that was the gobbo's turn. It's Milky's turn again. Milky backs up so that he's... No. First... Oh, no, he can't cast that anymore. He's out of magic.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that sucks. Well, no, he's still got... he's still got cantrips, but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
He points at one of the goblins and a jolt of electricity launches from the tip of his finger to the goblin in question. The goblin rolls and ducks underneath the blow and the lightning goes over its head. Then Milky backs up so that he's behind you.
Okay.
And that was Milky's turn. Grace, it's your turn. There's 5 goblins. Sorry, 4 goblins bearing down behind you.
Okay. Okay, I would like to, I guess I'll just attack with my spear. Two of the goblins that are coming at us.
All right.
See if I can knock the two out in one go.
You could cast spells if you want to.
Can I attack twice and cast a spell? Or can I only attack once and cast a spell?
Oh, that's... you can cast a spell if it's a cantrip and then attack.
Okay, but can I cast and attack twice?
I don't... Oh, do you get 2 attacks?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so you want to attack twice with your spear?
I'm just going to attack twice with my spear.
Your first attack is a hit. Your second attack is also a hit. I will roll, but you do a lot of damage.
Yeah, I think it's... It would be shocking.
You're using
if
one hand or two?
Yeah, one hand, because I'm hitting 2 of them.
Well, more likely now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, you down 2 goblins. You just jam, draw back, jam, draw back, jam, draw back. 2 of the goblins collapse in bloody pincushioned heaps.
Fuck.
It's Half Plate's turn. Half Plate, blood streaming down her face and little specks of it flecking the floor around her. She swings at one of the goblins in front of her, strikes, dealing 7 points of damage. She downs another goblin.
All right.
And then I believe she's going to second wind.
Yeah, look, that's probably for the best.
She second winds. She recovers 11 hit points. Oh, she's back
great.
On full.
Fantastic. You're right.
Elf's turn. Elf is... She plugs another goblin in front around half plate. Mm-hmm. Well, she tries to. An arrow skips off the wall.
Fuck.
As she draws and knocks it back, maybe one of the goblins throws sand in her fucking face. She cries out and then misses. So it is... Yeah, the goblin's turn.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually only one right now tussling with half plate.
Okay.
So that one misses half plate.
Right.
Then there is two that charge you, Sir Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them miss. What's your armor class? Yeah, both of them miss, Sir Grace. They're hacking at you with scimitars, but not really getting through your armor.
Sure.
It is Melky's turn, sorry. Melky tries the same spell again. You hear him whispering arcane words behind you. He gets a critical hit.
Oh, hell yeah, Melky.
Maximum damage, and the target becomes vulnerable to this type of damage for 1 minute. It's irrelevant because with the lightning... First off, he deals 8 points of damage,
yeah,
which downs the halfling anyway. But then also he throws the halfling into the pit behind you guys.
Fantastic.
That halfling is definitely very dead. And
cube
there
food,
is
baby.
One well-fed
cube.
Yeah. So, Grace, it's your turn. There's
right.
One goblin behind, one goblin in front. They're very... Yeah, there's still the goblin sleeping and the goblin that's cowering in the barracks room.
Okay.
But yeah, you're only actively fighting two goblins now.
Okay. Well, I reckon I can... So, question.
Mm.
If I could do a cantrip and then attack.
Yep.
So, green flame blade.
Unfortunately, you attack as a bonus action, and
yeah,
green flame blade is a bonus action to cast.
Oh, okay,
so
sure.
You would cast the cantrip and then attack. Unfortunately, yeah,
okay,
yeah, you can't cast both.
That's okay. In that case, I will chill touch the one in front.
Mm-hmm.
And then with my spear, maybe like doing the, like driving it behind me, stab okay, the one behind.
You chill touch the one in front. Yep. Hey, another hand wraps itself around that goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Barring, yeah, barring extreme circumstances, that goblin collapses over, unable to breathe. As mm-hmm, technically, the reason it's unable to breathe is that its mouth is full of snow.
Oh my gosh.
While its throat is full
That's
of snow.
That's so grim.
Then you stab behind you. Unfortunately, attacking blindly behind you means that you miss that goblin,
mm-hmm,
but you do, you give him like a reason to watch out.
Yeah, okay.
The
cool
goblin takes a step back and looks very clearly terrified at mm-hmm, the situation.
Great.
It might be retreating on its turn. Not that it's going to get one. Half plate swings.
Great.
Half plate grabs the goblin because it lowered its guard when you attacked and then drives her sword into its belly. She deals 9 points of damage. The last goblin collapses. The goblin that you put to sleep and the goblin that is afraid, not going to make you roll.
Yeah.
Both of them, you just coup de grace or
yeah,
whatever. You cut
great,
their heads off. They don't really resist.
Okay. Okay. How's everyone doing?
Well, sorry. Half plate. Half plate is fine now that she used her second wind. She's
okay,
basically as good as she's ever been. And Melky is pretty... He's wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's pretty badly wounded, but he can still fight.
Anybody bring a health potion?
No, no one did. You know what, actually? Sorry, you were sent here by the king.
Yeah, I was
I would say...
Hopefully the king gave us some.
It was in a rush,
yeah,
so he wasn't able to give you, like, a crate of health potions.
No, for sure.
But we'll say you have a six-pack of health okay, potions.
I'd like to take one out of... Maybe I've got them in my bag, thrust it into Milky's.
Although, it's the king. You all have... Every single one of you has a six-pack of health potions.
Great. Fantastic. I'd like to drink one of your health potions, I say to Milky.
He just gave you that from his personal supply.
What a gentleman.
He recovers 6 hit points. He's back on full.
Okay, so 2 goblin barracks. That means there's probably an orcish barrack somewhere in here. Probably not going to be a barrack for the dead. That seems rarer.
Oh, yeah. By now, you've explored both of those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They're just filled with, like, cots and bedding and stuff like that. This doesn't look like where the... Obviously, you fought 10 goblins. This is mm-hmm, not where an army 1,000 strong is camping.
No.
This is quite clearly some sort of base of operations for them and not really where their army is residing.
Okay.
Presumably there's a camp nearby, a proper camp where their army lives. In your search of the goblin barracks, mm, both of them have a door heading, it would be north.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could head north from either goblin barracks. There are separate corridors, but they look to be heading in the same direction.
If I open the doors, is there any difference between, like, visually?
No, there's another identical... Down both of these northern corridors.
Yeah.
There is an identical corridor which ends at an identical door. It looks the exact same almost. This entire place, sorry, these corridors looked exactly the same as the corridors that led to the goblin barracks.
Okay. I'd like to, I assume that Elf is the stealthiest of us all, right? She's the quietest. All right, I'd like to go to Elf and I'd be like, right, you're quieter than any of us. We're all, I'm armored. Half plate's armored, even though she doesn't really seem to know how to use it. And, well, Milky's also probably quiet, but you're the quietest of us. So can you go down to the end of the corridor, check your ear to the door, have a listen, and come straight back, quiet as you like.
Is there a specific one or just whatever corridor?
Just whatever one.
All right.
I'll get to do it the left one, say.
The left one?
Mm.
As she sneaks her way down the corridor, you hear, are you looking?
Yes.
You see a flash and you hear her screaming. She collapses. She doesn't collapse. She falls to her knees.
Yeah.
There was just like a flash that obscured her for a second. You can only see her from behind. She falls to her knees and starts screaming. She puts both of her arms and hands up and she has her fingers splayed, but it's all like she's wearing gloves and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really properly see her. You just see her like from behind.
I'd like to like reach into my backpack with a health potion and just sprint down the hallway.
When you get to the end of the hall, you look around and you stifle a scream. Her skin is gone. All of her skin has been teleported off of her body.
Oh, fuck.
You've never seen a teleportation trap work like this before. Typically, you know enough about... Yeah. This is obviously a teleportation trap.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a teleportation trap would just send you either to a jail somewhere in the dungeon or back if the creator of the teleportation trap is feeling particularly malicious. It will send you to the entrance of the dungeon. You feel like there is either at the entrance of this dungeon or in a jail somewhere up ahead.
Skin.
All of her skin.
Do I think that this teleportation trap has been, you know what, I'm not going to risk it. I would like to turn around and start walking back.
All right. Are you getting her or anything like that?
Is she dead?
She's collapsing. She's dying.
Fuck. Okay. Whatever. I'm going to turn to the people, to the, to Milky and Halfplate and be like, turn around.
Oh my God.
And then I'm going to kill her. Maybe with one of the arrows, whatever the quickest way to end her life is, I'm doing it.
All right. Are you willing to spend a spell on this?
Sure.
Chill Touch might be the easiest way. And then you don't actually end up spending a spell slot.
Hey, lucky.
I'm going to give you advantage to hit her. All right. You deal 9 points of damage. Oh, wait. Yeah, she was already on 0 hit points. Yeah, you kill her.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Elf is dead.
Did they turn around? Like, maybe after I do that, I look up to the two of them?
They both look like they might have been looking when you did it. It's like a look of horror.
I walk back to them. We'll take the other corridor.
All right. You get down the other corridor.
Yeah, but this time, slowly.
Carefully. There's no traps on the other corridor. You end at a stone door.
Mm-hmm.
You push it open.
Mm-hmm. I'll listen against it. Place my ear to it.
You can hear snoring on the other side.
Do I think Halfplate will be quieter if she's carrying her armor? Or is that riskier?
She will be quieter if she's carrying her armor, yeah.
Okay.
Marginally, because she's still got to, it's still going to be armor.
It's heavy, but
it's armor in her backpack that might be chinking together anyway. It might make her marginally slightly quieter, but then if a fight happens, she's not wearing her armor.
That's true. I'm assuming these are the orcs.
You know the sound of a snoring orc.
Who doesn't? All right. There are five goblins. Let's do some quick adventurer math. Five goblins on either side. We're talking maybe 10 orcs in there. Could take at a glance. Asleep. Possibly not all asleep, though. If I listen, can I hear the sound of any other movement?
No, you can't.
Got to assume the room is roughly the same size. We got to be quiet. Okay. I guess just quiet as you like. Let's sneak our way through.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
All right. So as you open the door, good news, bad news. Which would you like? Good news.
Yeah.
But he's facing away from you. So the bad news is there is a goblin awake.
He's a goblin or an orc?
An orc, sorry. Okay. This is the orcish barracks. Yep. There are, as you said, 5 orcs here. Mm-hmm. The room is slightly larger, so you are not entirely correct.
Okay, cool.
It's maybe an extra third as big. Mm-hmm. The orc that is awake is sitting in a chair facing away from you. He has a bucket in between his knees and a boot in one hand, and he's scrubbing the boot. You can see that the water he's using is fucking filthy. It looks like he's doing the reverse of cleaning the boot. It might be on purpose.
Maybe he's filthying up a boot. I don't know orc culture.
There is a door to the north in this room and a door to the east. The door to the north, that orc is directly facing.
Okay.
And there are 4 more sleeping orcs. What would you like to do?
Okay. If I say anything to the people I'm with, the orc will presumably hear, right?
You could try whispering, but okay. Chances, you know.
How quiet will taking off my armor be?
Not very.
What about backing up?
Backing up, you can close the door again.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, you close the door again.
One orc awake. Okay.
They both nod.
There's no way we're going to be able to sneak past him. And if he sees us, that's all the orcs awake.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody got a dagger?
I think Milky does. Oh, no. Well, he has an ice knife, which explodes when it strikes someone.
That's not what I would like.
Milky does have a small knife. It's not actually a dagger. It's like a knife that you might use in hunting.
Okay.
It's not really made for combat. It's made for, like, skinning a kill. He presumably uses it to make leather for his book.
Very cool. Do I think that it could pack enough of a punch that if I got somebody without them being aware, that I could kill them in one go?
No, you don't think you could kill someone. If you think there's a chance, but there's also a chance you might not. You are the best trained adventurer of this group. Mm. But you are, like, not really a trained assassin scallywag or whatever. Whatever the rogues in your parties called themselves. So, yeah, you would not really be confident that you could kill the orc in one go with that.
Okay.
You could try one of your bigger weapons, but one of your bigger weapons is going to cause more noise.
Do I think I'm stronger or as strong as the orc? Just from my, like, glance at him?
You reckon you could take the orc in a fight or an arm wrestle? You reckon you're stronger than the orc, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of my armor.
Okay, that takes a minute, I think, doff armor. Yeah.
I'll get rid of my armor down to just like my skivvies.
Okay.
My eldritch tattoos, presumably very visible to everybody. Sure. Then I would like to, without a weapon, sneak back in, and I'm going to try and grab the orc around the face and suffocate him.
All right. You get up to the orc without him noticing.
And I'll also be like, if this goes wrong, you've got to come in and provide me with backup.
They both nod. You probably leave the door open. Yeah. There's no reason not to. You sneak up behind the orc, mm-hmm. and then you wrap your hand around his mouth and then wrap your body around his, trying to gain control of his arms.
Yeah.
All right. You are probably going to get control of him. Where? You've immediately got control of him. You're grappling him. You both fall to the ground with a loud thud, and there's a tense moment, but none of the orcs wake up from that.
Oh, thank God.
Then the orcs start struggling.
Okay. Just stop struggling. This will be quicker. This will be over so quickly. This will be over so quickly.
The orc bites your hand.
I'm going to try to just...
It's more than just like one bite. Like he bites down. Like he, you know how they say your finger is only as hard to bite through as a carrot?
Yeah, you could bite through a carrot if you wanted to, yeah.
He's going for it.
Okay.
He's making a genuine concerted effort to bite your hand off. You take 4 points of damage.
Still trying to stay as quiet as I can.
He attempts again. He's struggling. He gets his mouth free at one point, and then you wrap your other hand around his mouth. Mm-hmm. But to do that, you need to give up control of one of his arms.
Fuck.
His arm comes around and starts fumbling around on the ground for something. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Can I use my... If I've got him sort of on top of me on the ground, can I use my foot to like kick his hand away from fumbling at his waist to try and crush his hand?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you could try. I get a bad boy card.
Oh, fuck.
You don't. Mm. He starts fumbling around at his belt, and you hear a dagger pulled free of its sheath. Actually, you see the dagger pulled free of its sheath. What do you want to do?
Okay, can I try and disarm him of the dagger and then action surge and stab him in the neck?
You can try. All right, you're wrestling for control of the dagger now.
Mm-hmm.
You make a athletics check. You get 19. He makes one. He gets 18. You would gain control, but you must re-roll this skill or attack.
Curse you.
Fuck, no, you do even better. All right, you've definitely got control of it. Now you need to disarm him of it. Or you could try forcing...
Yeah, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, you would time just is be rolling... Essence. You roll a disadvantage now.
Okay.
You still get him. It would have been a critical hit, but you just get him instead. Okay. You stab it into his throat. You only deal 5 points of damage to him, though.
Okay.
You get him... Maybe you don't get him directly in the throat. Maybe you get him in, like, the side of the neck. Mm. You cut into an artery, but it's going to take him a little while to bleed out. So he continues to struggle. He tries to wrestle control of the dagger from you. He fails to do so. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go for his neck again.
All right. Roll with disadvantage. This time you miss.
Fuck.
You try to drag the bring the dagger into him, but with his other hand, he grabs the dagger, mm-hmm. and now he has control of the dagger. It's his turn. He tries to get up.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, he can't.
Okay.
He spends his turn trying to get up, but he can't. He has control of the dagger. What do you want to do?
Can I gain control again and try and drive it back in?
Okay. Ooh, he gets a one. He loses control of the dagger completely.
Yeah.
The dagger is now in your hand.
Oh, great. I'd just like to pull it across his throat. Just one elegant slit across the throat.
Oh, no. You rolled a one.
Oh, fuck.
As you try to drag it across his throat, you feel very certain that you're going to get it. So you let go of his mouth.
Oh, fuck.
And you're so certain, but unfortunately he turns at the last second and starts hollering. The dagger is pressed up against his throat, but it's not cutting through his throat. It's just pressed up against it. He starts hollering and we're going to go to initiative.
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
It's funny rolling less and less dice as you get further and further along.
Yeah, I know.
Milky throws an ice knife into the exposed orcs. Oh, he gets advantage on this. He strikes, and the ice knife deals 2 points of damage as it embeds itself in one of the orcs. The orc rolls over slightly, facing the ice knife upwards into the bunk on top of him, and the knife explodes, shattering him and sending shards into the bunk on top. Both of them are going to take a further 7 points of damage. The orc that he struck with the ice knife dies. The other orc just starts hollering.
Fuck.
Grace, it's your turn.
I am going to witch bolt into his head. Now that I understand that I've cooked this.
You grabbing his face, grabbing the side of his head, send electricity coursing from you into him. You deal 12 points of damage. The orc is electrocuted to death. There is an awful, awful stench from the orc on top of you.
And I'd like to rise to my feet if I can.
Yep,
for my
fine.
Movement.
Yep, you get up. You could throw the dagger as a bonus action if you wanted
Let's do that. Throw a dagger into one of the orcs just getting up out of bed.
Do you want to throw it at the orc that was wounded but not killed?
Yes, yeah.
You strike that orc, dealing 9 points of damage. Another orc goes down with a dagger in his head.
This could have been so easy.
Two orcs left. Then it is the orc's turn. They get out of bed. It's Half Plate's turn. Half Plate, screaming, charges in, swipes at one of the orcs, dealing 8 points of damage, making a mighty gash in his from one shoulder to the other shoulder, but she does not kill that orc. Then it is Milky's turn again. Milky just casts Chill Touch. A spectral hand wraps itself around the orc that Half Plate is fighting, and the hand causes the orc's arm to freeze solid, which Half Plate shatters. That orc goes down. Grace, it's your turn. One orc left? Yep.
The orc
looks panicked. He's unarmed.
Stand down.
He does so. I'm not even going to make you roll.
I'd like to get back into my armor.
That takes 5 minutes.
Fuck. All right, don't worry about it. I guess maybe being covered in his ally's blood is
it's
enough.
It's intimidating enough. Yeah, he knows when he's beat.
You know the questions I'm going to ask. Where's the necro wizard? What are the dangers are lurking ahead of us?
Duper in the dungeon. You go south. North, I mean. You go north. He gestures through the north door. Take stairs down.
Uh-huh. What are we expecting to find?
You find, plants. Watch out. They attack.
Okay.
Do not let plants kill you. Then there is treasure rooms. Treasure rooms, we're not allowed to go in.
Okay.
There is somewhere there, a war room or Norton's personal chambers.
Okay. Get out of here.
He turns around and leaves.
Then I'll don my armor.
Half plate, as you're putting your armor back on, scowls and says, I don't like letting him get away.
What's he going to do?
Right.
I'd like to just like sit on the bed for a bit. Would anybody else like a breather?
Yeah, you might want to down another health potion, I guess.
You drink. And I'll take a short rest.
You have 28 health. Oh, do you want to take a short rest or drink a health potion?
No, I reckon we'll take a short rest.
Okay.
It's been an intense couple of events.
Would you like to heal from the health potion or would you like to heal from using your hit point rolls?
I'll just take a health potion.
You recover 5 hit points.
Maybe as I'm sitting there, I'll be like, why did you come along on this half plate, Milky? Why was it at the behest of your king or...
Halfplate says, I, the king of the halflings, Lucky himself, came to me and asked me, would you do this for our nation? And I said, yes. Well, he said that in not so many words.
Sure.
Would you have ever encountered the
Probably.
Halfling king?
I adventured near and far across this great land, so there's a chance.
The halfling king, Lucky, is, you would politely describe him as being distracted. You think maybe Lucky didn't ask, you think... quotation marks, the king as an entity, as an institution asked.
Do you regret it?
It probably would have been something. This is obviously something, if she is very proud of being the king's ward, this is probably something that is very embarrassing for her, and you would only bring up if you wanted to start a fight.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Milky?
I am from the Huss. Yeah. We are proud warriors, but... this is my punishment, he says. And then he looks out as if there were a middle distance to look out to in this small, cramped room.
Do you intend to elaborate on that?
No.
I'd like to turn back to Halfplate.
You know that for the Huss, being able to do arcane magic is kind of shameful.
Oh, okay. Is it because you're a wizard or a spellcaster?
Yes.
To Lucky, to Halfplate, I'm like, do you regret coming?
Halfplate looks at you and says, no, but in the same way that I just said it.
It's okay. I do. Okay, well.
After a short rest?
Yeah, let's carry on.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed, and sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening. There's the eastern door that you were told is not the way to progress forwards, but would you like to explore it anyway?
No. It's not the way to go forward, I don't see the point.
You just go through the northern door then?
Yeah.
You see the corridor meet...
Do I think that, like, there might be more to learn about the Necrowizard from exploring the bottom floor?
Potentially. You could find a laboratory of some sort, although it seems unlikely. This area just seems like barracks for extra soldiers that the Necrowizard might need.
I'll have a peep down the corridor. Wary of extra traps or whatever.
You can see that there's the corridor here, it's like every other one, except that it has paintings hanging from it. Okay. It looks like, they look very elaborate and nice.
What are they of?
The paintings are of just like vile scenes of devil worship and the dead being raised to life. Undeath.
Yeah.
Not bringing someone back from the dead, but making zombies and such.
You gotta wonder who these are for, don't you? I say to, like, Half-Plate and Milky. Like, the Necrowizard's not coming down here and looking at the paintings, and I don't think the orcs appreciate it.
For us, she says, and she takes one off the walls and puts it in her bag.
I suppose.
At the other end of the corridor, there's a door, which you presume leads to... Actually, you know from questioning the orc, you know that other door is a second orc barracks where you will find four more orcs.
Yeah, we don't need that.
This corridor also has a passage kind of that goes back the way you came, and you can just see glittering gold at the end of it.
I'd like to, like, look down the corridor. Not for us.
You go through the northern door from the orc barracks, and that leads you to a set of stairs going down. Spiral staircase. Mm-hmm. Grand, elaborate. Are you going down it?
Maybe, yeah, probably.
As you travel down it, the stonework gets more and more elaborate. And just from the niceness that is, from the extra effort that is being put into it, you can tell you must be getting closer to the Necrowizard.
Okay. Maybe when we reach the bottom of the stairs, I'd like to turn back around to the two of them and be like, if you want, you can go now.
They look at each other and then Half-Plate says, no, this is right and just.
What? Why?
The Necrowizard must be defeated.
I can do it. I've done it before.
With our help, you will. She seems to have found her confidence again.
Okay. Milky?
Milky looks into an imaginative middle distance and says, if it is my destiny to die here, then I shall.
That's a crazy way to think, Milky. Okay. We'll keep on going down the corridor.
So, like I said, you have the path off to your right and the path directly ahead of you. So the path directly ahead of you, you can see it's full of lush, forested bushes and stuff like that.
That's suspicious.
It's an underground. Yeah, it's like a little underground path. If it weren't for the fact that you can still kind of see the cave walls, worked stone walls on either side, you would think it would just like dumping you out into a jungle.
Huh. Do I know what this could mean?
It just very obviously must be obscuring a trap.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought, but I just wanted to double check. Okay, that way ahead is a guaranteed trap, but also probably the correct route. What about the door to the left of us?
Well, you travel down the passage and get to a door at the end. It's a simple stone. Actually, sorry, there's no door here. There's just a grand archway. And you can see beyond, there is the room is like a stone chapel. There's rows of seats, all carved out of stone. There's an elevated section, also carved out of stone. Then there's a plinth carved out of stone. And the only thing that is not stone in this room is a glass jug sitting on the plinth. And then also the far wall, as you enter, is made completely out of glass. And you can see... presumably the ocean beyond it.
All right, let's head through the jungle.
All right, you just leave that room alone?
Yeah.
It looks hella trapped.
I don't need that in my life.
You head towards the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of you are moving through, and you got to kind of like force your way a little bit to get through the foliage and the vines and stuff like that. So who's going first?
I'll go first, and then we'll keep Wizard Boy... up the back and Half-Plate. Milky up the back, Half-Plate in the middle.
As you make your way, but you're maybe halfway down this part of the corridor and you can see a stone door ahead of you. It feels really weird because, like I said, it looks hella like you're in a jungle right now. So to just see a stone door looming out at you is really disconcerting. And then you also begin to notice that the vines that are draping down, you're like trying to get past them, but you can't. Mm. And you grab them to move them away. But when you grab them, they stick to you.
Oh, fuck.
You start lifting off the ground.
Is it only me?
I would say it's you and who was behind you?
That would have been Half Plate.
Half Plate? All right. It's you and Half Plate.
Okay.
We're going to go to initiative.
Fuck.
Hey, it goes first. All right. You start feeling, yeah, like I said, you're being drawn upwards.
Okay.
You look up and you can see, you know what a cave fisher is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. A terrible albino lobster. Sure.
This one looks slightly different, though. This one, so typically a cave fisher is a cave-dwelling creature.
Mm-hmm.
They're not typically jungle or dungeon creatures, but you can see that this one, instead of being albino, it's completely green all over.
Oh,
it's got
okay.
patches of green on it, and it has two giant funguses on its back, like a parasect.
Oh, gosh.
No, a paras, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can see that instead of dripping, they have like an ooze or a web or whatever that they use to catch creatures. Instead of dripping that out, it drips out vines, which are obviously having the same effect.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, looking up into it, things you know about cave fishes, things you know about default cave mm-hmm. fishes. Obviously, the stuff that comes out of their mouth is adhesive. You can cut through it, but if you don't cut through it in one swing, your weapon will become stuck to this.
Okay.
You know that if you wound it enough, its blood is, a base cave fisher, their blood is flammable, so that when they start bleeding, you can start hitting them with fire and they'll go up like a powder keg, basically. And other than that, you know that it's called filament that they excrete. They can shoot that at people to capture them.
Fuck. Okay.
It's a tough enemy, but it's one you fought and killed before, or at least the base one.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Sure.
It's its turn first. It starts drawing with those pincers.
Mm.
It's drawing both you and
half plate
up, and it's going to make an attack against both of you. It grabs you,
mm-hmm.
Sir Grace. And it deals, 7 points of slashing damage as it begins with its pincer crushing your armor.
Okay. Oh, so it's pulled us all the way up?
Yeah, yeah. It's pulled you all. Okay. You're only like 10 feet off the ground.
Yeah, okay.
And then it tries to grapple around Half Plate, but luckily her armor protects her. You can see it trying to crush her, but the armor holds fast against the damage. Then it is Milky's turn. Milky looking up in a
horror,
little,
I guess.
Yeah, horror. And slight horror and slight panic casts Chill Touch. Critical hit.
All right.
Spellstorm, double damage.
Oh, yeah.
He deals 14 points of damage as a spectral hand wraps around one of its many legs and then explodes in cold damage.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
And Half Plate's turn. Half Plate swings. Critical miss.
Fuck.
It took it out of you. Your next two attacks deal minimum damage.
Okay.
She starts swinging and swinging and swinging and swinging, and she gets puffed. And Grace, it's your turn.
I would like to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter at the one carrying Half Plate.
There's only one of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Then I'll cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter at it.
All right.
Or just Hideous Laughter, I guess.
It fails its saving throw. I don't know what it sounds like right now, but it sounds like laughing.
It's got the filament coming out.
Yeah, it actually probably doesn't make... It doesn't have, like, vocals to talk... Oh, wait a minute. How smart is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me? It starts laughing.
Oh, my God.
You know they're intelligent. They're stupid. Well, they're sentient. They are stupid. They are really fucking stupid, but they're sentient.
Okay. Oh, God. That makes it so much worse.
Yeah, it's an alive thing. It's probably... So, you also know that... I was about to say they're servants of... But no, they make deals with goblinoid creatures, typically. So, you think this thing is just like another servant of...
Of the Necrowizard?
Yeah, of the Necrowizard, rather than a monster he's put in the dungeon. Yeah. Well, that explains how that explains how the goblins and stuff get past.
Yeah, it. That's true. They just he doesn't. They're allies.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. So, yeah, it starts laughing because it has a language, so it presumably can laugh.
No. Wow, that's awful.
And it is incapacitated though with laughter. You both fall, and it falls on you.
Oh no! Oh god damn it! God damn it!
It falls on Half Plate. Both it and Half Plate take 2 points of damage.
Okay, that's not so bad. That's not so bad.
And that was your turn. It's its turn. It is incapacitated by laughter. And it's going to be laughing still on its turn, I believe. Yeah. All right. Well, it's still laughing. It's just rolling around, unable to do anything.
Okay.
It's Milky's turn. Milky, just with his quarterstaff, starts fucking whacking it. Milky is freaking out.
Yeah, look for weak spots in its armored plating.
Milky's not very well. He doesn't know how to
use
this.
That's fine.
He's trying. It's Half Plate's turn. Half Plate swings down with her sword. I believe she connects with it. Maybe. No. Both of them are just swinging down in a blind panic. It's your turn.
I'll drive my spear into it.
You pierce it with your spear. Dealing, what's that? Oh, using one or two hands?
Two hands.
Dealing 9 points of damage. It's still alive, though.
Okay, that's all good.
Then it's its turn. It's still laughing.
Good.
Milky and Half Plate.
Ha, 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 ha.
Both of them start finding purchase with their attacks. Together, they deal 8 points of damage to it. They're just wildly whacking at
that'll
it.
That'll do. At this point, that'll do.
It's your turn.
I'll drive my spear into it again.
You strike it again. Oh, I forgot you attacked twice. I'll give you an extra attack because you didn't attack an extra time.
Thank you.
You hit it twice. You deal 15, 23 points of damage. Its blood is spilling out and like all over the floor here. It's barely still alive. You can tell it's like slowing down and stopping. The creature is laughing and crying out of its four eyes, quite obviously upset to die
in pain, but chuckling away.
It's still chuckling away.
Right.
And then then Milky deals the killing blow. Does Milky understand he has just killed an intelligent but incredibly stupid creature? Find out next time on Fall from Grace, the Dungeon.
Hey, is your Dungeons & Dragons game boring because you aren't using a wild magic table designed by Sans Pants Radio's very own Adam Carnevale with help from the rest of the D&D crew? Well, do I have the answer to your very specific problem? Your wild sorcerer will cause absolute abject chaos as their spells cause the lower half of themselves to become that of a chicken's or their target to get really into birds. There are tons and tons of entries, so you'll probably never encounter the same effect twice. It's the gift that keeps on giving you a headache. Head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and look for our dumb wild magic table today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.